This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It was only a few years ago I got to see John Deere seed and spray technology on display at the facility near Bondurant. The technology has changed the game in how farmers can attack weeds and cut down the input costs for products needed to protect our crops. And there's some big milestones that have been hit by the seed and spray technology, and we learn about them next.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
In the short time since seed and spray technology was released by John Deere, they've been excited to see some milestones be hit. Josh Ladd is the product manager for application at John Deere, and he talks about what the company's been doing with the technology.
A few years ago, John Deere introduced seed and spray technology that uses artificial intelligence and machine-based learning to do targeted application or in-season herbicide application in corn, soybean, cotton, and fallow fields. We're really giving farmers and custom applicators an incredibly powerful tool to maximize their cost efficiency and their in-field productivity. And so when we think about how this works, as a sprayer travels through the field up to 15 miles an hour, we are scanning approximately 2,500 square feet a second. And as we are encountering various pests, whether it's a weed or a volunteer crop of another type, we are sending signals to the appropriate exact apply nozzle body to apply the specific dose only when and where it's needed in the field. When we look at this technology compared to traditional broadcast application, we're able to achieve all of the similar marks for hit rate, for weed mortality, for just overall field cleanliness, but we're able to do so at a fraction of the cost.
The big milestone comes in the savings farmers are enjoying. Ladd explains more about what this means.
Yeah, so this year we saw nearly 8.3 million gallons of herbicide mix saved if we take an average of 15 gallons an acre versus broadcast application. That's equivalent to 12 and a half Olympic-sized swimming pools. We also saw significant savings across both See & Spray Ultimate and See & Spray Premium, averaging 59% herbicide savings. And where we also get excited is we covered over a million acres this year across a variety of different geographies with a variety of different sized operations. That's over a million acres covered of corn, soybean, cotton, and fallow ground as well.
Ladd says the feedback from farmers has been excellent and producers are seeing savings right off the bat.
For me, the points that continue to ring true are an appreciation for the savings. We know that right now customers are looking to save on inputs wherever and whenever they can with some of the times that we're going through, and they appreciate that. But they also appreciate that with less product, there's a really good opportunity to maximize their land stewardship practices. When we think about less water being used and less product being applied, that's better for their land overall. We're also getting a lot of really great feedback on the academic side of things. This last year, Iowa State University, their crop management group actually released a season-long case study from See & Spray where across all of their fields, they realized a 76% savings that had an economic savings of a little over $15 an acre from their reduced herbicide use.
John Deere feels that the sky is the limit for See & Spray's potential.
Where I'm going to get most excited is not just the conversation today, but talking to you next year and talking to customers at shows and events about all of the things that we can do tomorrow. For folks that are interested in learning a little bit more about See & Spray, they can absolutely go to Deere.com. But I would also really encourage them to talk with their local dealer. Our dealers are very well versed in See & Spray.
You can hear more comments from Josh Ladd online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.